A Gainesville man has been arrested for rape and incest. The Missouri State Highway Patrol reports that 71-year-old Edward Britt was arrested on Thursday in connection with sexual abuse investigation conducted by Troop G Criminal Investigation Unit of the Missouri State Highway Patrol. DDCC investigators were assisted by the Ozark County Sheriff's Office. During the investigation, investigators obtained evidence which collaborated witness statements and determined the rape and abuse began in 1993 and continued for years. On Friday, the Ozark County Prosecuting Attorney's Office formally charged Britt with one count each of rape, forcible sodomy, second degree, statutory sodomy, and incest. Britt is being held in the Douglas County Jail without bond. Four people were arrested in Ripley County after a joint investigation involving several agencies. On February 5th, officers with the Ripley County Sheriff's Office, Missouri State Highway Patrol, SEMO Drug Task Force, and the Missouri Attorney General's Office Operation Relentless Pursuit Task Force executed a search warrant at a residence in Naylor. Officers located a quantity of meth and drug paraphernalia. Authorities arrested 38-year-old Joshua Leonard of Naylor and 54-year-old Wilburn McCullum of Corning on charge of trafficking drugs and possession of drug paraphernalia. Leonard is also facing a charge of unlawful use of a weapon. 31-year-old Jessica Ezeal of Naylor was arrested on charge of hindering prosecution of a felony offense and first degree endangering the welfare of a child. A fourth subject in the home was arrested on a Ripley County warrant for a traffic offense. A Batesville man was arrested after a road rage incident on Saturday. 50-year-old Michael Wayne Fraley faces a felony assault charge. According to police reports, Fraley pointed a loaded revolver at another driver. The incident was caught on video. Fraley followed the other driver into a bank parking lot, then got out of his vehicle shouting profanities at the driver. The other driver allegedly reached for his own weapon in the glove box, and Fraley then pulled his gun and pointed at the driver's head. The incident was recorded on a cell phone by a bank employee. At one point, Fraley allegedly reached into the vehicle and grabbed the other driver. Fraley told authorities he feared for the safety of his son, who was in the vehicle with him. Officers searched his vehicle and found a loaded .357 revolver. The Missouri State Highway Patrol Troop G reports two accidents. On Sunday, a 17-year-old girl from Norwood suffered minor injuries in an accident in Wright County. The patrol reports the girl was injured when she drove off the road and overturned the vehicle she was driving. The accident happened on Missouri C, north of Notwell Road. Then Monday, a 37-year-old man from Barnhart was injured in an accident north of Thayer. The patrol says the man suffered minor injuries when he hit the rear of a vehicle driven by a 49-year-old man from West Plains. The accident happened on U.S. 63, 1 mile north of Thayer. Mammoth Springs City officials are asking the public for help in finding a potential leak in the water system. City water crews have identified a high usage of water for the city as a whole, leading to suspicion of a leak. If you notice an area that is continually wet, the city asks that you contact City Hall by calling 870-625-3518. Thayer City Council meets tonight. Meeting begins at 5:30. This is the regular monthly meeting, and the public is welcome to attend. The Sharp County Sheriff's Office Weekly Arrest Report and Izard County Sheriff's Office Weekly Incarceration Report are both now available at our website at ecomnewsnetwork.com.